So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
If anybody else has any ideas for themes, we have Paris. We have Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. We have
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. And
A Night in the Desert.
A Night in the Desert.
So we're not even going to put Tommy's idea on there?
Yeah.
Well, Muddy. Tommy. Tommy, I feel like I haven't heard
Muddy.
A ton of follow up on it other than just the word. And I misused it. You keep saying it is what it is.
It's muddy.
I feel like the whole thing is
it's one thing when it starts, and it changes as the night goes on.
So are you saying like mud, like water and dirt?
It's exactly the mix.
So it's not muddy to start. I don't even think we need to entertain this idea because everybody's renting their clothes.
I just think that we should let all ideas be on the table.
Yeah, I didn't think we were voting while brainstorming.
Okay. Okay, so Muddy's in there.
Yeah,
okay.
This is
have
Blue
five.
Sky's ideas here.
We have Paris. Place. We have Midnight in the Garden, Good and Evil. We have Stairway to Heaven. We have
Night in the Desert.
Night in the Desert. And we have Muddy.
Yeah. Yeah,
Thank
not
you.
Saying we're going to go with Muddy, but like
Thank
we want it to be on the wall. Because like, who knows, maybe somebody along the line somewhere could like have a great idea that jumps off of Muddy. Like say if we did Muddy, it's like, oh, what about like motocross? Like we go down the motocross
road. I love that
Something
idea.
Totally
okay.
different.
Has Devin Page talked to his dad about possibly coming in for the Stairway to Heaven night?
Because it's pretty heavily based on if we can get Jimmy Page to come play, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, has Devin even brought it up to his dad?
Right, it's a good question.
He doesn't love being associated with him all the time. I think he's trying to separate himself from his dad a little.
Yeah, he's doing sort of like a hip-hop thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, he has two necks. Devin.
His dad played so many two-neck guitars that he ended up spawning a son with two necks.
So it's hard for me to get that out of his head,
yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
he is here
yeah.
him.
Now, did you guys hear if Devin Page is taking two people or just one to prom? Like,
well,
does
I'm.
He get
he
a
is
date
two tuxedos.
We all know the answer to
two
this.
He is running two tuxedos.
He's running two tuxedos. He doesn't have two heads, right?
No.
Yeah, no, I
two
know.
Two necks, one head.
Know,
it just
okay,
like
yeah.
kind of splits in the middle. It looks like when you like if you like in headphones when you pull the two wires apart.
Yes, exactly.
It still ends up at the
So I think
head,
he's just going to go with one person because he just has
sense.
Two necks.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
Sorry, dumb question. I guess
no,
that
no,
that
it's not no, necessary.
Also,
well, we
he's not at the meeting. He's not at the meeting, so I think that we like if he's going to be here. Then we can consider Stairway to Heaven.
Where is he at? The hospital? Having
yeah.
one of his necks drained?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the right one. The
he's
left
getting
one's
his right
good.
Neck
he gets his right
They should
drain.
Just cut that one off.
That's what I keep telling him. He said, hey, it's part of me.
Yeah, and apparently, like, one of the necks is his esophagus and the other one is his windpipe. So
oh,
it's like,
so he has to keep
them.
So,
to
you
keep
know,
both,
sometimes
yeah.
when you accidentally swallow and it goes down the wrong way, if that happens with us, it just makes itself work out. But for him, if it goes down the wrong neck, he's got to get his neck drained.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I heard he was drinking milk and it all went down the wrong neck.
Oh, poor
That's
guy.
Why he's got to get his neck drained.
But he should be good by the dance. I
yeah.
mean, he's our best
well,
break dancer
could,
and it'll
if,
be really fun.
Yeah. If we could just like get him to talk to his dad, that would like really help for that theme.
I'll text
So
yeah.
I
I'll
guess
text
the question
him.
Is, even if we do something else, like say Muddy, but Jimmy Page wants to play, do we let him play?
Well, I guess if we get a confirmation from Jimmy, he can do Muddy. I'm just wondering if he's going to want to do Muddy.
I'll just say my theme, honestly, could go with any of the other themes.
Muddy Stairway to Heaven.
I like that.
Muddy Paris.
Muddy Paris.
Muddy Paris is gorgeous.
Muddy Midnight in the Garden
Why
of Good and
Evil. Why do you want to do mud?
I just think it's cool.
Okay.
Like, everybody always goes to prom, and they always dress up, and they always get the pictures, and it's always clean. And it's like,
uh-huh.
What if we had the muddy one?
It's got nothing to do with that you live in a clay hut.
No, the fact that I'm coming muddy, whether I want to or not, has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I guess maybe mud is on my mind often because I live in a clay house, but it's not an ulterior motive. Okay.
But I mean, that's like us accusing you of suggesting Stairway to Heaven just because you listen to Led Zeppelin a lot.
Yeah.
It's on your mind.
Same right. Thing.
Yeah. And like also like we could look at it kind of metaphorically because like what is mud? It's like dirt and water. Okay.
Exactly.
What are girls? Girls are water. Guys are dirt. You Mars. Put them together, you get mud.
Mm-hmm.
So this dance is about
bringing.
So why are girls dirt?
Muddy, mm-hmm.
Why are the girls dirt?
They're not. I said no, girls are water. Guys are dirt.
I'm sorry.
But what's going on in your mind?
That's
Clay?
A little heteronormative because what about the gay couples?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't. If it's muddy and we're saying guys are dirt, girls are water, then some people are coming dirty or wet.
Yeah.
But they're not muddy. You know.
Well, okay. I think all
See,
the gay couples.
Dirty
I think,
water.
I think every.
Dirty water.
I think every.
We know you'll
couple,
throw dirt at the gay couples.
No, I don't mean that. I think that.
I'm kidding.
Think we should make sure that we have an even representation of like gay couples on guys and girls side, and then they make mud.
Well, let's break down a few of these ideas because I think we get muddy. What would Stairway to Heaven look like as a prom? Like,
well, they would have three clear different sections.
Okay.
And speeds.
Okay. So it's based heavily on the style of the song more than the idea of taking a Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Well, there'd be the section where it makes you wind on down the road, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. You'd have to wind on down the road at some point.
And this part I didn't understand. Your shadow has to be taller than your soul?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of a metaphor.
And of course, Mrs. Henderson would be the lady we all know.
Yes. Yes. And
I was actually thinking of it more literal.
Mm. Literal
I was
stairway.
Thinking like we could get a lot of staircases from the airport. We could get those ones that go to the plane. And then we could make a room that is heaven. And it's all
That's
white
true.
Except it's covered in mud.
That's true.
Muddy heaven.
But we must, if we have a heaven area, we have to assure everyone that just because it's glitters doesn't mean it's gold. Mm-hmm. You have to assure them of
That's
that.
That's right.
So they won't steal.
So it is a little bit, you know, literal and a little bit of the song at the same time.
I like
okay.
that.
And so you put some mud in there. I heard you bring mud
just in heaven. I mean, if it is heaven, make it real.
So you think heaven has mud in it?
In
I don't picture
world,
a ton
baby,
of mud.
In my world, absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's
so what
do,
were some of the other ones?
Paris, Garden of Good and Evil, A Night in Hell.
I think we have muddy Paris, too.
A Night in the Desert.
A Night in the Desert. So what would that one be?
It's cold. It's freezing.
It's freezing. This was another one of. He's not here right now, but this is one of Danny's ideas. It's freezing. We let in a bunch of lizards, and then also one cactus.
Mm.
We
let
put a
in
cactus
lizards.
In the middle, and if you're not smart, you accidentally prick into it.
And there's that eighth grader who looks like a lizard, so we could dress him up.
That's right.
He looks just like a lizard.
That's right. He's little and he's fast and he's his tongue out a lot.
Yes.
Oh, lizard guy.
Lizard guy. We should get him there.
Now I think. A thing we're going to be up against is a lot of people were saying there is no feminine energy on the prom committee. And it is just feeling like we're proving them right now. Is there any way
that.
We can kind
yeah.
of...
Okay, what
Let's
a
all think
like?
Of girl
what
ideas.
What do girls say?
Dresses.
Okay.
Dresses.
I think girls like Paris. It's romantic.
Paris could be good.
Paris.
Cigarettes.
So we have cigarettes.
Dirty...
It's dirty.
Like a macho man who doesn't respect women, really.
Macho man Randy Savage.
Butter.
That's Parisian. What about this? What about an audible? Because no bad idea is a good idea or vice versa. What if the theme is macho man Randy Savage in Paris?
Interesting.
It's like a werewolf in
okay,
Paris.
Okay, I think
oh,
the girls
yeah.
are like this.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I think
that.
The girls
oh, yeah.
are like
yeah,
this.
Randy
we bring
that.
In our
oh,
old
yeah.
wrestler and put him in Paris. I think the girls are going to like this.
The girls
this.
Are going to love it.
I think, well, one for them, one for us.
Well, and macho man Randy Savage has passed on, so he might be in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we always knew he was a dirty wrestler.
We always knew that.
He's covered in mud.
He's
covered in mud. Guys, I'm pretty sure mud's got to be in this thing. I got to be honest. I know I live in a clay hut, and I think about mud all the time, but it feels like it's resonating with at least me. Anyone else?
Definitely you. Anyone else? I mean, you're right
this
on that.
This idea is resonating with me.
You're
man.
Right on that.
Here's a question that a lot of people were bringing to me. Is it acceptable yet to go to proms with our mom? if we can't find yeah. a date.
A mom prom.
Yeah.
People are bringing this up to you a lot?
I'm hearing it around campus, and I just wanted to ask on behalf of some of the students, if some of us haven't been asked to prom or have asked some people.
Well, you have a lot of pictures of your mom in your wallet.
In your locker.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
So I feel like you're asking for you.
Well, it's coming up, I think, because people see the pictures in my wallet, my locker, my tattoo and stuff. They're saying, well, this guy likes his mom. Maybe he's an okay person to ask. He's on the prom committee.
Don't forget how your car is painted.
Yes, my car is painted where my mom is a Medusa on it. That if you look into her eyes, she would turn you to stone.
So sick.
Sick. It's so sick. So
you want to bring her?
I think
like
a lot of people are asking if we can bring our mom. No, it's not that. It's not just that I have no romantic interest in my mom,
right.
But I think she'd be a blast at prom. I think she'd be edging out for at least prom princess. She would be in the royal court. People,
you think
love
your 64-year-old mom would be prom princess?
I don't know. She's a great personality.
I'm pretty
great dancer.
Last year, prom princess was won by your date, who you swore was not your mom.
Oh, yeah, Mamina.
Where was she from?
She was a 2-day transfer.
She looked old. You said all the travelings made her tired?
The traveling made her really tired. And I don't know. She was exhausted, but she got up the energy for prom. I had a great night that night. I think we all had a blast.
Well, some of us had a fun time, yeah.
What was... Did Mamina offend you? Or?
You definitely had fun like a pig in a sty.
I had a fun. Yeah, I'm saying some of us had a lot of fun.
You brought in a big.
Last year's theme, of course, was clean.
Yeah, and I brought a bathtub full of mud, and I set up a couple of wooden posts around it, and I slopped around like a pig in a sty. I showed everybody my tail. Curly.
You do have a curly tail, which we learned last year at prom.
Yes. Everybody got a picture.
We did. It became the centerpiece for where everybody took
pictures. So again, muddy. I think it's a good idea.
Have we talked about Garden of Good and Evil?
Yeah, what is that exactly?
Because I've heard Garden of Evil.
Yeah. Because that feels
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, right?
It's a movie, right? Or a book?
I think so. I think it's both.
It feels like if you take that literally, it's like a religious thing, and I don't know if we want to have a religious.
I don't want guys eating ribs in here.
Yeah, we don't want guys eating ribs.
You're talking about how God used Adam's rib.
Well, Adam,
yeah, God made a barbecue first day.
Yeah, oh yeah, Adam, I heard that was the best rib of all time.
Yeah, Adam,
that's
ate
what
one
barbecue's
of his ribs?
Based on.
Beef rib.
Have you guys read that? It's about 5 pages in the Bible of God just licking his fingers, going.
I mean, that could be Stairway to Heaven, too.
That's true.
Well, the book of Moise Towelette in Genesis is unbelievable.
The book within the book?
Right. Yes. In the chapter, excuse me. Excuse me.
Of course.
Excuse me, Bible historian over there.
Of course, the wise men brought baked beans to the first barbecue, as well as coleslaw.
What, coleslaw?
Frankenslaw
and bean, yes. Frankenslaw and Bean.
Myrrh on the cob.
What up?
Myrrh on the cob?
Myrrh on the cob as well for the first barbecue.
Yes.
I don't know. I like that theme. Maybe it could be Garden of Good and Evil.
Well, the smoker was too full, so they had to do it at the end.
Yes.
You see?
So, okay. It looks like we're all vibing on the prom theme of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, which is a barbecue dinner.
Jesus' barbecue. Okay, I really like Jesus' barbecue.
Absolutely, I'll bring the baked beans.
My mom makes a killer vanilla pudding, banana pudding.
Which is it?
Yeah, no vanilla pudding, please.
It's vanilla pudding.
No way, dude.
My mom makes.
You guys know I'm allergic to vanilla.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you not allergic to?
Nothing.
You're allergic to vanilla? Nothing.
Nothing. I went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, this is a case I've never seen before.
Yeah, they did that thing where they pricked your arm all over, and you came to school one big swole.
Yeah. You came to school looking like one big swole.
People made a shot-for-shot recreation of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man scene from Ghostbusters with
shot
me.
Shot-for-shot.
Shot-for-shot, and without my permission. They just corralled me into the locations, and they shot it.
Well, you were huge.
Yeah. I wish you would sign that release. I think it would be very popular if they released it.
That's right.
I'm not signing anything. I'm never going to sign anything. I've gotten burned before.
Well, okay, so no vanilla because you're allergic to that.
Yeah. But, oh, Devin texted me. Oh. My dad is out. He heard that it's
is he sending a text one word at a time?
Yeah.
It sounded like he didn't even ask
him. Can't do that. He's on tour. He's going solo.
He's not on tour. I saw him at Rayleigh's yesterday.
He said, oh, you saw him where?
Rayleigh's, the grocery store.
He's going on tour of the grocery store. Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh, he didn't get to the end of the text.
He's currently in the paper towel aisle.
He's going on a tour of the grocery store?
He got stuck near the paper plates. Tour bus broke down.
Tour bus.
Jimmy Page can't play our prom because he got stuck in the paper section.
In our town?
I know. Sounds crazy, wasn't it? What's bus doing inside of Rayleigh's? I swear it's real. Not an excuse. This is not a crazy excuse. You just can't do it. I swear it's real. Check the story yourself.
Check the story yourself.
Okay, well, let's open up Google.
Google it now. Google it right now. It's in the Google image section of Rayleigh's.
I just got an email that says Google image section.
Okay. Check it. Here, you should be getting an email soon.
Well, I mean, this email has pictures of this, but it's not
the
Google.
The kid who showed his tail at prom, it'll come to his phone. Remember that? His tail. He has a curly tail. I checked the pictures. Did you get the pictures?
I got it, yeah.
What does he say?
I'm sitting on my tail.
Did he get them?
Yeah, I got him. It's an email.
What does it say?
Well, his dad's at Rayleigh's. He's stuck inside.
That is not confirmation.
All right.
Well, either
that
way,
should
he's
be
out.
Enough for confirmation. All right, I don't know. Well, that's I buy it.
Okay, well, it looks like we're all circling muddy here.
I guess mud it is.
I guess we have a theme now.
All right, well,
this one the girls will like.
Let's say mud. Let's put it out there. Let's get some feelers and see how the school responds. And we'll meet up again maybe the week before and see if that's working for us.
Let's wait until the week before. That way we can buy everything last minute.
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right.
Stay flippy.
Stay flippy, you guys.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. Gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's TUFTmusic.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.